Begin the current daven. Sech the Shabbat of Tzadei. Hey, begin on the base. Begin the Tzadei. The Masal Tzadei begins words the Gemara. Moedrib Shem agrees. Shem Nikiv Bechtei Tahar Rasai. That if it has a hole the size that would purify it, which Tzadei comes to prove that this is talking about a hole the size of an olive, but not a smaller hole the size of a liquid. Because the Gemara brought from Zera that although Shem and hold generally Atzis Nakov, that even when it's Nakov, it's Talish, except for Hechshel Zeraim. But he agrees, as our Tzadei Masal is going on, that if it develops a hole the size that it would make a tar, that then it would be considered attached to the ground. Tzadik explained, Pirish, what does that mean? Kemaitzis ice, the size of an olive would come out of it. Because as Tzadik explains, the stomach shall kli charis, because generally this pot, which is made out of earthenware, a general earthenware vessel is lo'ichel, and it's for food items, which for sure, kemaitzis ice, the measurement of nullifying such a vessel that's not going to have the halacha of Kabbalah's tumma is the size of if an olive would come out of it. Now, but near the read appears to the read, the hinder time in the Maidim, the reason why Reb Shimon agrees in such a case, even though he holds, even when there's a hole, it's still considered detached, is Mishum the bottle agav karka, because then it's considered nullified to the ground, kishanike bechtei tarasa, when it has a hole the size, when it purifies it, so it's considered like nullified to the ground. Now, Taisus qualifies it, but davka bechnike become a disease. But this specifically, if it has the hole the size of nullified, but even if, let's say, this pot was designated for liquids, so it's not really a din and tahara itself. It's only an idea that then we consider it bottled to the ground. Because it can't just, let's say, when it's designated for liquids, then even though there its tahara is actually if it lets liquids in, because that won't make it useful anymore for liquids, still, in such a case, learning in the bottle, we would not say that such a pot would make whatever's inside of it secondary to the ground, because that's too small of a hole to be bottled to the ground. As Taisa proves, this is, even the Rabbanon, who disagree and they hold generally Otzad Nakav is considered attached to the ground, they don't consider such a small little hole like that which can let liquid in to be considered as attached to the ground. Elikasharish cotton. They hold it has to be at least the size of a small root, and it's obvious that according to Shimon, although the terminology we're using to describe what would consider attached to him to the ground is that of what's Bechtei Tarasai, but it's not a din in Bechtei Tarasai. It's what we're calling that. That means just to say, like Tez explained, Kamaitzi Zayis. But let's say if it's designated for liquid, although that Kundas Mashk would make it Tahar, that would not make it attached to the ground. Next, Tez Master wins the words of the Gemara, Tar Mel Kaddish by Mechatis. It's considered bottle from being used to sanctify the Paraduma waters. So it's going to explain that for sure then the halacha would be regarding Kabbalah's Tumah, where its shear is also this halacha of Koinus Mashka, which the Gemara had in this second stage of Rabbah's categories. He said that if it has the whole of Koinus Mashka, so now, okay, it's not a clean anymore to be used to mix the ashes with the waters for the purification ones. And that's his taste of a kolshka, and then for sure the case would be the tarmel kabal tumma. That if it's kakainis mashka, then it would be pure from receiving tumma, imhayim yuchel mashkin, as we mentioned this in passing the previous tastes. If it's designated for liquids, then the size that liquids could seep in, so then it's not useful anymore for liquids, and therefore that would also be matarid from that utility. Tinex says the master says, begin towards the Gemara, tarmel haksha bezrom, that it's tahar from making the seeds inside susceptible to tumma. Which says it proves that even an earthenware vessel needs a hole to make it considered attached to the ground, because we find over here in this stage of Rabbah's teaching, it has a hole the size of a small little root, says it's like a taste of mass is going on, Tomalash Bezrom. Now, Taisa says that we're going on a Kli Cheres, and he said there's five different categories. So Mashbid sounds like the Kli Cheres by Nekiva, that yeah, even an earthenware vessel needs a hole to be considered attached to the ground. That says Taisa the Lake appears or Kunja Perikam the Kitten. So this is not like Rashi in the first page Gittin of Zan the Bishop appears that he explains. The Sfinish Lacher is a boat made out of earthenware. The Kivin Shichalafi says, since it's made out of earth, Chashubik and the Kuva. The whole boat is considered like a hole, meaning like it's attached to the ground because it's earth itself. And here you see not like that. Here you see my earthenware vessel needs to have a hole to be considered attached to the ground. And Taisa says, Veisla Katsar, now is the time to be a bridge. Taisa does not get into a lengthy discussion on this. Kedunik says the master begins words of the Gemara, Nikab Kamitzi Riman, if it has the hole the size of a pomegranate, then it's Tar Meklum, then it has no tumma whatsoever. Taisa can explain that why not? Why can't you say actually a sixth stage? Which Taisa says, Tamil, it's a wonder to the Re. Heicha come the tumah klum. How could you say that it's totally tar? There's no more tumah anymore with such a vessel. Valoim yichter legistra. But if you were designated for a gistra, which is a shard that's used to receive things that are dripping from a different vessel, that it's makabel tumah. Kedepirish, because like Rashi explains, and Tosfos says ukapirusha badikenu. The way Rashi says, most definitely that is the case. Even if you have pieces that are small little broken pieces from a vessel, the broken pieces, the shards, are going to be have the halachic status of tumah if it's considered like a gistra. As long as it has somewhat of a small little measurement which is brought in Masechtas Kelim, the second parak, which hadakam should be klicheres. We talk about the thin pieces of the earthenware vessel. Hain, them, the karkarisain, and the bottom, and the walls, as long as yesh meshlemus umachan, as long as it's, it could sit without being supported, shiurin b'chdeisichas cotton. The measurement is the amount of the, how much you could have a little bit of oil to smear on a child, ad loig, if it's, when it was complete, was the shir of a loig. Umalog ad sa, and if it was from a log on sa, then brevis b'chul, that is a measurement of brevis. But one thing is that we see that. What do you mean? There should be a sixth. What do you mean? Even if it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's a small little shard, that's much smaller. Here it's a huge vessel, it just has a hole the size of a pomegranate. So it should be a sixth level. It should still be tumah because of gistra. But another question the Rajma has is that the Mutzala Meimah could have said, Sheish Midas B'Klicheres. It's actually, forget about that, there's still going to be tumah, and it's not just tumah klum. It should have said the six measurements by earthenware vessel, where it could still have the halacha of gistra, even if it has the size. A hole the size of a pomegranate. So that's what I said to Yishim, what you could say is the Kishanish Bulagami. No. If it totally shatters and breaks, Hashvam ruin the gistra. So the broken shards are fit to be used as a gistra, like to just catch, like what is a runoff or a hole in the larger vessel. But when the vessel is complete, like we're describing, Elishanikim commits a that just has a hole the size of a pomegranate, then it actually ain't ruin the gistra. You can't use it as a shard. It's not a shard, it's a vessel. And therefore, v'afili yichde, even if you would designate it as a shard, bit l'daita, it's called adam, your intention, your opinion would be nullified, and therefore, it actually, since it's so big, yeah, it actually cannot be used as a shard, but it can't be used as a vessel either, and actually, that's why it's tar meklum, and that's why it's not a sixth level. But since it's from Rashi, it sounds like, because shenikiv k'meisirim, and actually, it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, no, ro l'gistra, then it is for it to be used as a shard. The pirish that he explains when it says in the teaching of Rava tar maklom, it's gonna be tar from anything mishum kli as a vessel elam came at snei mishum gistra, and Rashi says unless you store it away for gistra. So the pirusha says according to Rashi interpretation, so hadlai nakid v'amidus, and you have to answer the question. So why didn't we say six measures? So we're only saying six, five, not six. You have to say because the leimari el kashiyachal l'shtamish kedarkin. Rava was only talking about when you can use it in the normal way. And that's what I'm saying. Once you get the hold of the side of a pomegranate, ain't rods not fit, elm came out tail, see, unless you put it on the side. Again, that's not their normal usage. And although, yes, there could be a sixth way, but it's not the normal way, and therefore that wasn't counted. So they just had two questions. First of all, why did Rabbi say, when it has the hold of the side of a pomegranate, it's going to be totally tar? What do you mean? It can still become tummy as you designated for gistra. Initially, so why do you only say five meters? There should be six meters. So different tape of the text explained that it's not true. The klicheres cannot become tummy as a gistra unless it's totally shattered. Then each piece could be a shard. When you have it just a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's actually too chashuv to be even used as a gistra, but it's not chashuv enough to be as a kli. So therefore, even if someone designated it, it would be butladaita. But Ante says, but from Rashi, it sounds like that. No, it's not true. That it is fit to be a gistra, even if it just has the hole the size of a pomegranate. So then why didn't Rabbi say six measurements? Simply because it was talking about vessels. When you use it in the normal way, it's not the normal way. You got to move it on the side. You use it as a shard. And therefore, he didn't count it as a six measurement. The next text, the matzah begins with the Gemara. Maybe you only heard this by when it has a tightly fastened seal. The text can explain why didn't Rav explain the teaching of Ravasi by a vessel that's designated for pomegranates or for extra zeroim. And that Ravasi had said the following teaching. It says, I heard regarding earthenware vessels, its measurement of a hole that negates it is the size of a pomegranate. So that Rav says, oh, wait a second, that's not the shear. We know that's not what it is. Maybe you only heard it by Mukav Tzamed Pasel. Which is that if it has the hole the size of a pomegranate, then even if it has a tightly fastened seal, it's not going to protect what's inside of it. Because, again, we know that the shear is that of a zeisim. How could he say it's that of a pomegranate? But that is tesis tamal re, but it's a wonder to the re. What's Rav proving? That obviously, if he heard that of a pomegranate, it must be it's regarding some puzzle, because we know generally it's like that of a zeis. But Dilma ben Miyuchal reminded him, maybe he heard regarding a vessel that was designated for pomegranates. And so what's the chiddush? Yeah, that's a chiddush, because v'itzuch lafukim d'r'blaza. You have to come to exclude from blaza The Amar B'Samach that the Gemara shortly quotes him that says Nikim Kamei Tzayis has a whole other side about Olam. Ain't like Tama B'Chulu. No, it's not going to have Tama even if you were designated. And maybe that's what he had to say, that no, you could have a clean that could be designated, and that's going to be share of Nikim is Kamei Tziriman. So why does he have to say that Tomat specifically if regarding the laws of Tzamat Basel? That's what says Yerushalmi. What you could say is no, because the Mashma, the Bistam Kli Cheresari, it sounds like they were talking in general regarding a regular other vessel, but Lo Yichud without designation, and therefore that we know is like a Zayis and not like a Riman. Morva says Taisa B'Lekel. Maybe you can't say a different question. Delin Hechshes Ramsham, and maybe you heard regarding the susceptibility of the seeds, and regarding that the shear is going to be a Kamadam of Bistamach like Kamadam that with the Gemara is going to surely also quote the Shu Kamei Tziriman. That the measurement is that of how much a pomegranate can come out. Lepirsh Akundris, according to Rashi's interpretation, the Pirsh, that he's the one who explains, because actually Machlik is Rashi, like, what is that Machlik is Ram? According to Rashi, he explains that the Machlik is granting Hesh Zeram, and maybe also that's what he heard, and not regarding some of the plus, maybe it was granting Hesh Zeram. That's the statement that you can't say that either. Because if that would be the case, I might not be Kucharis. Then why did he say, I heard regarding earthenware vessel, the whole the size of a pomegranate, I feel like it's Nami. That Alacha regarding Hesh Zeram would be even if it's a wooden vessel. So obviously it's not regarding Hajjazran. And it must be regarding Mukab Tzamad Pasal, which that's unique Allah regarding Klicheres. But more of us says Taisa is the Rav is severely, Rav is the one who holds Dilin Hajjazraim, not like that, Mandama. He held Shir Kasherish Katan. The measurement is that of a small root. He couldn't have explained the teaching of Asi regarding Hajjazraim and that he heard Kamitzirim because he doesn't hold like that, Mandama. He held something else, and therefore that's what you have to say. Must have been that you heard it regarding Mukab Tzamad Pasal.